You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. What has prayer done in my life? Prayer has literally saved my life. Prayer started coming for me as an adult out of the childish prayers. So the only time I usually prayed in my life before starting how I pray now was to ask for things. Kind of like you might look at Santa Claus. I prayed basically to Santa Claus. Here's my list. Give me what I want. And then I would get mad like a child. Hey, you didn't give me what I want. And then after a while I said, prayer doesn't work, forget prayer. But I remembered prayer when I really needed help. And when I really needed help, I'll give you an example of three prayers I did that really worked. One prayer, I had a problem with drinking and driving. Now, one thing I should tell you about genius at this point is genius is also associated with having a lot of epic problems. Because you have exceptional abilities, they must be managed or you will have exceptional problems. Usually, any genius you see will also have lots of tortured past problems, and that's why this course will help you put it all together in a way that you can bring your inner genius out without releasing your inner crazy. So my inner crazy was out lots of life, and now I'm able to be more helpful and to not have to have the inner crazy running my life. So back to my prayers. My prayers were all the result of my inner crazy running my life. I had a problem with drinking and driving. I did a lot of that. And on the way, during a 700-mile drunk driving road trip I took, after driving 700 miles earlier that day, I was really far out, and I said, God, please, if you get me home, I will never do this again. If you get me home, I will never do this again. And that was weird because I never offered anything up in a prayer before that. I never actually said I'd do anything. I just asked for things. I didn't offer to actually do anything. So I said, God, please, if you'll get me home, I will never do this again. I will never drink and drive again. And you want to know a miracle? Before that, I'd struggled for years to not drink and drive. I'd wrecked a car before drinking and driving, and I bought another car, and I was drinking and driving again. And I just couldn't stop drinking and driving. I thought, man, I just want to have fun and go out. I don't want to risk my life and other people's lives. I couldn't stop drinking and driving. When I prayed, I never drank and drove again after that. I never would have more than one sip. If I had more than one sip, I would not drink and drive until I'd had a full night's sleep. And that, to me, was a miracle. Because all I did was make that one prayer. I made that one prayer, and I knew if I ever drank and drove again, I'd have to quit drinking, and I didn't want to do that. Well, not wholeheartedly. So that worked. And now the thing is, I forgot about that for several years. And then I got chlorine in my eye one day when I was trying to quit drinking a few years later, and I flipped out. I washed my eye out, and I couldn't see very well, and I was just had a panic attack. I said, please, God, if you let me have my vision, if you let me keep my vision, I'll do anything. And I screamed it, and I yelled, please, you know, total panic attack. And you know what I did the next day? I forgot about that. Forgot about that little offer I'd made of, I'll do anything. And I said, man, I'm having a tough day, and I drank. And a few months later, maybe not even that long, it wasn't too long later, I found myself laying in bed one day. I'd gambled online the night before, and gambling online was one of the worst addictions I'd ever had. Man, that was bad. And I'd quit in 2006. And so here it was, 2014, and I'd gambled online again and drank a whole lot the night before and aggravated the hell out of my wife the night before. And I said, please, God, I'll do anything to stop drinking. I will do anything. I'll do. Not tell me or not, you know, fix this for me. Look, I'll do anything to fix this. And right after that, I had a thought. Well, finding a support group for this, specifically going to an AA meeting, is part of anything. Clearly, that's part of anything. So go do that. And what's weird, I'd went to a meeting 8.5 years before that. And I'd said, this is stupid, I don't need this. And a week later, I was going to visit my mom right after that. So as soon as we got back from visiting my mom, my wife and I went to a meeting. And you know what I felt after I went back in the car? I sat down, I felt immense gratitude. My dad had passed away, and that was the closest I'd felt to my dad since he passed away. As if his prayers had finally been answered. 3 months after he died, his prayers had finally been answered for his son to start taking better care of himself. And that didn't do it, though. Because 3 months down the road, I found myself with a liquor bottle in my hand. And you know what I did? God, please help. Please help. Please help. I'll do anything. Please help. Please help. And I prayed like I'd never prayed before. I prayed constantly. Please help. Because I couldn't not drink. And I couldn't drink. So what options does that leave? That doesn't leave any options. That's all of existence as far as I could see at the time. I can't drink and I can't not drink. Please help. Over and over, please help. Please help, God. Please help. Please help. Over and over and over again. For weeks, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And finally, one day, I went to go get a massage. The first time, I was looking at the massage envy and I was looking at the liquor store. And I said, again, another prayer. Please help. And then I realized, wow, I'm really actually afraid to go in that massage envy. It's something new. I haven't done it before. But I was more afraid to go in the liquor store because I didn't want to know how bad that was going to be. I went in and got a massage. After about 30 minutes, I relaxed more than I'd remembered relaxing in a long time without alcohol. And I had some clear thoughts in my mind that I'll summarize like this. And they felt original. And this is genius, is to get these thoughts that are clear and actionable in your head out of nowhere. I had a very clear thought. If you don't want to struggle, you've got to do the work. Oh, that makes sense. If you don't want to struggle, you have to do the work. And so now I get down on my knees. I pray every day. I try and pray and say, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. All the time. Every time I can remember to do it. Thank you. Which usually, I don't know how many times a day it is. It's probably an average of about 10 to 20 times a day now. I pray on my knees to make sure I do it every morning. Just because I forget stuff sometimes. So I do that. I don't think I'd be alive still if I hadn't done all this prayer and then took action on the suggestions I received. Because what I've noticed, when you pray, you'll tend to pick up on all of the things already around you. So when I was praying to stay sober for about a 2-week period, just over and over again, when I'd pray, I'd remember something I'd heard at AA before. I'd remember something someone had already said. In other words, God, the universe didn't need to deliver me something new. All that needed was for me to be reminded of something I'd already heard before. And so that's the power of prayer. Even if you don't believe in God, you're asking for help. And you'll find if you ask for help, you will often help yourself. And if you ask for help enough, you will open your genius up. You will receive original, clear direction from the universe as to exactly what you can do. And that has been a miracle in my life. I was at a place, I was getting or already at a fork in the road where I had to start taking better care of myself or I was going to not be alive anymore around this time. My marriage was getting strained. My health was getting strained. And if I didn't stop drinking, and not just stop drinking, but discover a spiritual way of life, it was going to cost me my life. And that much I knew. And that's how I got desperate enough. That's how I got desperate enough to pray. You don't have to get that desperate to pray. Or if you've been that desperate before, remember that and use it again. I get down on my knees and I pray to stay sober that day. I remember that desperate state I was in. Because remember what I said about how I prayed in the shower when I got the chlorine in my eye and I desperately prayed and said I'd do anything? You've got to use that desperation. You've got to keep that in your life. Because if you forget, you'll just soon run on your own will. And you will have no genius powers in your life running on your own will. Your own will is so far from not enough, it's hard to believe. What I'm giving you are everything you can do to go beyond your own will, because genius comes from going beyond your own will. Genius does not come from being some exceptional person or doing these exceptional things. Genius comes from opening yourself up to the universe and letting the power of all of creation come through you to serve all of creation. So I'm more of a vehicle. In fact, I try and remove myself from the picture, which is not always easy. The mind and the ego love to come into play. I try, and prayer helps me remove me from the picture. Remove me, my idea of who I am, as an obstacle. Because that's what happened. When I prayed and kept praying, I lost the idea of me. I thought I knew who I was before. Drinking was part of who I was. All of the things that went along with that was part of who I was. What was really hard about not drinking was not knowing who I was. If I don't drink when I get upset, who am I? If I don't drink to have a good time, who am I? If I don't act out and act like a little baby when I'm upset, who am I? And the spiritual life is a huge part of being a genius, and prayer is the key gateway in it. So I hope by intimately sharing with you the exact details of how prayer came into my life through desperation, through struggle, that you will either remember what you've already been through. If you already made a promise to God at some point, if you'll remember that. In Unbroken, and I hope I don't spoil it too much, in the book, the protagonist, I guess, makes a plea to God when he's stranded on the raft in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It says, "Please, God, I will serve you the rest of my life if you get me out of this." And then he goes through, he gets out of it, horrible time on the way there as a prisoner of war. He gets into being an alcoholic, his marriage is ruining. And then one day he remembers that pledge to God and everything gets better. He remembers he offered his life in service to God. And then he suffered until he was able to then honor that. Once he remembered that pledge to God and started working to serve, and like I said, you don't have to believe in God. I'm delivering the story as other people have experienced it and how I've experienced it. You can get all this same functionality, if you will, without believing in God. Although I think it's easier to kind of aim, but at the same time, it's not required. I was an agnostic before I needed God. And God is just a word, too. God is just an explanation. It's trying to put something undefinable. God's power, the creator of the universe, the whole higher power is not definable by a word. One word cannot contain anything. So I hope I've explained this to you. And if you've never experienced this before, then maybe you don't have to have a near-death experience. Maybe you don't nearly have to lose your life. Maybe you don't have to suffer so much before you can get into the power of the things I've shared with you that I gained through the hard way, and that so many people before me gained through the hard way, that at 30 years old, I can have access to it. that I don't have to go to 40 or 50 before I get access to it. So thank you for being here with me. What I will share with you next is a little bit of how you can give prayer a try in your life today. Thank you. Thank you very much for making it all the way to the end of this video. When you want to keep watching more like this, I trust you'll subscribe on YouTube and follow the Jerry Banfield vlog playlist, because you'll get more videos like this almost every day where I'm just talking on and on about something that I think you might enjoy. If you want the screen capture video tutorials, I've got a video tutorials by Jerry Banfield playlist I think you might love and enjoy. What you've watched is part of Genius in 21 Days. This is a life-changing course that I've worked and continue working on myself to be at, live at, enjoy my full potential in life. You can see how I look now 3 years after I filmed this course. Versus the video itself, you can see a physical transformation in me that you can get going in this course yourself. I've seen reviews on it saying that this is a life-changing course, and I've experienced it for myself. You can take this course on Youthena. You might even be able to find a bit of a discount if you look in the coupons. You'll see it as a full 21-day curriculum on it here with 3 videos a day that you do here, and 2 or 3 videos you do a day. And the idea is you go through and do a practical exercise, and you do this as a part of a complete life of service and working to reach your maximum potential every single day. You do this as a part of expanding your mind, growing, and connecting. You also can take this course currently on Skillshare. When you go look in the description, you'll find a link on Skillshare. What's nice about Skillshare is that you get to take all the video courses on Skillshare, which means all my courses, plus there's 25,000 others. I get $10 when you use my link to join, plus I get a few cents for every minute you watch on my videos. The downside of Skillshare, it is $15 a month or $96 a year if you hate subscriptions. You might prefer to just go buy the course on Youthena, where you can pay once and have it for life without that kind of commitment. If you really do want to get the full Jerry Banfield experience, check out the bundles on Youthena. You can get the Forever All Course Bundle, which gives you all my courses forever for one price. Or the very best experience is the Jerry Banfield Partners. It's a mastermind for doing good and earning more online. This is where you get into my inner circle. I have weekly voice calls every week. And I've got a partners-only Facebook group. You get access to experienced influencers and entrepreneurs online. What you might even do best with are the employment opportunities. I look within my partner group first for any new opportunities I have, which seem to be coming up a lot lately. Several of my partners have made something like 5 or 10 times as much as they invested in the partner membership just directly from me paying for services, things like graphic design, video editing with partners. And so other partners have applied what we've learned and talked about to earn much more than that. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We love you. You're awesome. And since you're one of the few that's made it all the way to the end, I imagine I'll be seeing you again real soon. When you want to watch more videos with us, will you please hit that subscribe button on YouTube and go like the page on Facebook. Put C first in your newsfeed. Go really crazy, because you've got this far into this video. I imagine you'll love all the other videos we share for you every day here on my YouTube channel and on my Facebook page.